Siman Ein Gimel, Sif Aleph. Shnayim Shehayu Yishena Metalas Echad, was his name, Noigim Zebezeh. Two people that are undressed and they're sleeping under one sheet, a blanket, and they're actually touching one another. Lo Yikud Yishma Elim Ken Hoysetas Masekis Beinayim. The fact that a person is in a state that his flesh is touching somebody else's flesh at the bottom part of his body, like it says, we must name ulamata from his stomach area downwards, it's also him to say kriyishma as long as he's touching the other person. Even he's not facing the other person's erva, but the fact that the bottom parts of the body are touching one another, it is us. The only way it becomes mutter is if they have the sheet separating between the two of them in a fashion that their bodies are not touching one another. That which we said, that there has to be a hefsek talis, means that there has to be a garment or the sheet separating between two bodies, was talking about a case where they're actually touching one another. If they're facing one another, then even if they're not touching another, you also have to have a garment being mafsik. And also, we said that the important thing is that the bottom part of the body shouldn't be touching, because that causes some type of thoughts. But if the top part of the body is touching, that's not a problem. There's another thing is that if things are in a fashion that his whole body is under the sheet and he can see the other person's erva, or even his upper part of his body, his heart area, can see the other person's erva, that's also a problem. So either he has to separate between them and the other person's erva, or he has to keep the upper part of his body out of the sheet and the sheet covering the lower part of the body.